Today we celebrate a very wonderful and beautiful feast. And of course, as a seminarian in Rome, this feast, which in the other martyrology, for whatever reason, was switched, except perhaps to get rid of one of the other saints, to February the 14th. And poor St. Valentine was cast out into the netherworld. And so the feast in the Pauline rite is on February the 14th. But we have kept the original feast, July the 7th. And of course, I refer to the saints of today, two brothers, Saints Cyril and Methodius. They evangelized the eastern half of Europe, Bulgaria and Moravia, and the Bohemian Kingdom, which eventually became the Bohemian Republic of today, Czechoslovakia, and so forth, and even further east. So they're very, very, very popular in the eastern half of Europe, and including in the Orthodox, those who left the church and became, as they call themselves, Orthodox. St. Cyril and Methodius. St. Cyril, in particular, is very popular, not just for his holiness. Now, there were two priests, and they were made bishops by Pope Adrian II, and they were supposed to come to Rome to be consecrated. Either way, St. Cyril, in order to convert the peoples of the East, who did not understand Latin at all, he invented what is even to this day called the Cyrillic alphabet, which you probably only see whenever you see something written in Russian. And they used the Cyrillic alphabet as their chief alphabet. Well, it was St. Cyril who gave that to them. And it's very similar to our alphabet, which is called the Roman alphabet, the Latin alphabet, but it's different enough that it was able to be used with the very complicated sounds that those Eastern languages have. And interestingly enough, perhaps because of the Jesuit influence, Poland, who should have had the Cyrillic alphabet, did not. They have the Latin alphabet. And so you see the mixtures of four, five, or six letters altogether, which in the Cyrillic alphabet would be one letter. But the Jesuits did not want to become Eastern, and so they were very strict in that regard. And Methodius, his brother, they went to Rome and were consecrated by the Holy Father, and then St. Cyril died in Rome. And St. Cyril is buried in the crypt of the, at that time it wasn't the crypt, of the Basilica of St. Clement, one of the first three popes, St. Clement the Roman, as he is called. There, in that level of the basilica, which has about four levels, going back to the time of Christ, is where St. Cyril is buried. And even during communism, which is at least in name gone, if not in fact, even the leaders of the communist nations of the East came to pay homage to St. Cyril, not to reverence him as a saint, because they didn't believe in God or the saints. They were atheists, but to reverence him as the one who gave them their alphabet and helped their language. St. Methodius went back to the East and converted many peoples, and then himself died in the year 886. So this is the first millennium of our church, the church, the true church, going back to Christ and having a long history until now and until the end of time. So we pray to St. Cyril and Methodius to intercede for Europe, the continuation of the conversion of Eastern Europe, and the conversion once again of Western Europe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.